From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. It is Sunday, the 21st day of February, 2010. We're going to be live here for the next 2 hours. And the news every week just gets heavier and more serious and more examples of just off the charts, Big Brother, 1984, Brave New World type society. It's unspeakable. I am shocked. Alex Jones, who lives this constantly, cannot believe how fast this is all moving. Here are the stacks. Back from the dead, Democrats vow to Rahm Emanuel through health care. I have a huge stack of government-sponsored terror news that has been declassified. 9 months before Operation Northwoods, government leaders suggested false flag terror in Dominican Republic to bomb our own embassy to blame it on them. That's coming up. A lot of new developments with Joe Stack and the kamikaze attack Thursday in Austin, Texas, against the IRS / FBI building in the Echelon office building complex. Stack's family has told the AP that it sounds nothing like him, and the writing doesn't sound like him from the suicide note. Also, we've been covering this since last Wednesday, but it's just now really hit national news. And yes, it's true, and yes, it's happening everywhere that we know, everywhere you spot check. We discovered 6 years ago that public schools were giving laptops all over the Western world, giving, you pay for it in tax money, to the students for several reasons, several surveillance reasons. Everything they write, they say, they do, the English class, the history class lessons, everything is written. The health class is set up so that the articles you write, that you're ordered to write, are really dossiers on your family. That's been in the mainstream news, but only here and there. And that also, not so much the video camera in the last 5-6 years that are in all the new laptops, they're using that to watch you as well, and that's now confirmed. It's the audio. They're recording everything. So just be aware of that. And it's built into the cell phones, the laptops, the computers, everything. The switch happened about 6 years ago. And this is all declassified. It's just the average person, when you tell them this, can't believe it. But we'll break it down. And now the FBI is investigating. Give me a break. They're the ones behind it all. So that is coming up today. Also, Ron Paul won the presidential straw poll at CPAC, the big, all-important Republican conference they have every year. He got the biggest standing ovation a year ago. This time, he won the straw poll against Mitt Romney, Sarah Palin, all of them. Well, of course he did. And every time he gets up and gives an anti-war speech in front of Republicans, the whole house almost falls down. It's an illusion. It's a hoax that conservatives want war. It's a lie. It's a fraud. Are there some morons out there? Obviously. There's some Democrats out there that want war. But the majority of real conservatives don't want it. And understand that it's bankrupting this country. So that's coming up as well. Also, it's not hard to predict. I mean, we know their methodology. But I predicted in the last 6 months with the cybersecurity legislation, it's now passed the House, it's in the Senate, that the government would stage massive cyber attacks against themselves and others. They've now done that on the heels of this CNN special that aired last night, and they're about to ram through the Senate. And they admit on CNN they're going to take over the web, shut it down during emergencies, the Pentagon will run everything. They're already setting up the grid before they even pass the law. Very important radio broadcast lined up for you today. And we'll start breaking these stories down one after the other on the other side of this quick one-minute break. The websites are Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Visit them while you still can. Now, there is a chance we can educate the public and stop this takeover of the web, but that's up to you.
mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The internet cuts both ways. It can be used as a tool of incredible liberty and freedom and empower the free market and uplift the very poor and make the middle class wealthy. Or it can be used as an iron fist of surveillance and control. And that's what DARPA and the Pentagon openly designed the internet for in the 60s and 1970s. That's not my opinion. That's what all the experts from across the political spectrum who've broken down the history of the internet worldwide clearly have concluded. In fact, here is the Wall Street Journal from this weekend, and this is the front page of the Wall Street Journal, and it says, the digital dictatorship, and an image of a man with barbed wire wrapped around him as he sits in front of his computer. It's fashionable to hold up the internet as the road to democracy and liberty in countries like Iran, but it can also be a very effective tool for quashing freedom. And it mainly focuses on how China, Iran, and others use it to crack down and control people. But if you really look at the cybersecurity bill that's passed the House, that's actually what's being set up here in the United States. And simultaneously, the exact same policies and control systems are being put in Western Europe, England, Australia, Canada, and New Zealand. So I'm going to get into this first today, then the latest on the kamikaze attack in North Austin on an IRS/FBI office building. We'll break down the latest developments on that front coming up. Also, Ron Paul has won the CPAC poll of who Republicans would like to be the next president. No surprise to us here. He got the biggest standing ovation last year at CPAC. But this is important because the Democrats and Republicans are beating the drum for new wars. But all the polls show the Democrats and Republicans don't want a new war. So we'll be going over that today. The bigger question is, what pretext will be used by our government as a reason to go to war with Iran? So I want to go back over some of the history of declassified government-sponsored terrorism today, including something new last week that the State Department declassified. In fact, I sent you guys that IM and didn't see it in my stack. Will you print me the actual State Department page? Where they've now declassified that Bobby Kennedy, of all people, along with Robert McNamara, wanted to stage terror attacks against U.S. facilities as a pretext for war in Latin America. I know that Kennedy had said no to Operation Northwoods, a plan to bomb U.S. cities, but it looks like the Kennedys were for bombing U.S. bases to blame it. And Kennedy only got mad after the Bay of Pigs when the CIA sabotaged their own operation and then blamed it on him, and that's when he had his big wake-up call. We know Kennedy's never been perfect, but 50 years later, they are now declassifying all of this by the day. And, of course, then LBJ did stage some events, the USS Liberty and, of course, Gulf of Tonkin, both of those now completely declassified as staged events, used as pretext to launch wars or attempt to launch new wars. Now, the whole cybersecurity issue and how governments now that we're all addicted to the internet, taking it over as a tool of surveillance and control and massive censorship. It dovetails with articles out of the Associated Press, Reuters, you name it, where public schools across the United States, not just in Philadelphia, this is the latest case, give laptops to the children that taxpayers pay for. The media says these are free. No, they're not free. And they're using them to surveil. And they use the cameras and they watch you at home. And this is now admitted. The principal admits it and says, what's the big deal? But I want to explain to people, it's not just computers given to you by the government. It was not declassified. Google announced it. So did Yahoo in 2006. Competing software they have that is on most new computers, it's embedded. It's not. It's hardwired in as the operating systems for the microphone and camera to watch you with an NSA/Google/Yahoo backdoor. And Google and Yahoo hid this in plain view. I mean, I screamed bloody murder in 2006. Some people laughed at me, even though I linked to Google and Yahoo's own press releases. And it's not just in Prison Planet. Sure, we broke it off of the Google press release. The Register publication, newspaper over in England, reported on it a few days later. So we'll be going over that because you need to know. I mean, I've had people in my office and people at my home say, why is there a postage stamp or a sticker stuck on your computer screen's cameras that are up at the top? And I said, oh, because the government and corporations dial in and watch with those, but I have trouble, you know, plugging up the microphone. And then they laugh at you. This is not funny. Okay, this is not a joke. I know that's Big Brother, and it's hard for you to believe this is going on. But then overnight they come out very calmly and say, yes, we're listening and watching all of you. And yuppies don't like to be losers. So they just then overnight say, well, I like being watched. I like being listened to. That's freedom. And Alex is a kook because he doesn't like it. Alex was a kook saying it existed 4 years ago, and we just didn't check his documentation. But now that it's on Fox and CNN, and of course, they're reporting it like it's not that big of a deal. Well, it keeps the kids safe to be watched at school. And yeah, the school didn't tell people. And yeah, the principal called the young man in and said, you were doing something you shouldn't have been. No one knows what that was in his bedroom. And yeah, you know, there's a lawsuit now and the FBI is involved. And they're saying, well, it's okay to have the software on there for the school to look at you, but we want to know why they were activating it. Mm-hmm, sure. No, all your computers have it if you bought them in the last 5-6 years. And you're saying, well, how do they have millions of people listening to me? They don't. They have 30-year-old NSA technology known as Echelon. Echelon software. This is the old stuff we know about. And it keywords. And so computer dials in and records you, and then transcripts are made and put into algorithm databases. But if they actually want to pull the video or audio up, they do. And they use this to frame a lot of people in government and whistleblowers they don't like. Let's say you are playing with yourself in front of the computer. They just videotape you off the camera, and clearly this just happened to one of the former weapons inspectors that's been exposing them. And then they splice that in and claim you were doing it online with a underage girl. This is the type of stuff they can do. They can also record your voice when you're on the phone and then create a code key copy that will fool even the best voice recognition technology. A computer can't even tell the difference. And then they can, and they had this 15 years ago, in seconds, type up what they want you to say, and then have you say it perfectly. And we've actually now been finding some of this online with people already doing this to me. So look out, ladies and gentlemen. Look out. Now it's getting cheap to morph video as well. But you bet. If you're sitting there looking at pornography in front of your computer at night, oh, and it's your digital cable box, too. Your digital cable box or TiVo records what you watch, when you watch it, and has built-in onboard audio as well. Many have video now. And, of course, I knew about that 10 years ago and warned you as well. People laughed about it, and then now it's mainstream news. So everything you're doing is being watched. In fact, will you bring my iPhone in, please? Remember it wasn't Christmas Day. It was Thanksgiving Day. What was it, 2005? Bush flew over to Baghdad. No, 2007. We weren't in Baghdad yet. No, we were, 2003. It was 2005. Memory, folks, I'm going back here. It was 2005. Bush flew over to present the turkey in Baghdad. And a whole bunch of the press got on at Fort Hood, where they met Bush to fly over on the surprise photo op. And what happened was, at that takeoff, they ordered everyone to take the batteries off of their cell phones and put them in a bag. Well, and it came out in the news, well, that's because by federal law, all cell phones made after 2001 have a chip in them where government or private corporations can dial in live time and listen to the audio. And now most phones have video and track exactly where you're at. I told you about that in 1996. you so much for joining us. We're going to have wide open phones in the second hour today. It is Sunday, the 21st day of February 2010. But I want to go over all this news first. Okay, as we went to break, I was explaining that in 1996, when I first got on talk radio, I was exposing that under federal law, all cell phones were designed so the government could dial in and listen to everything you were doing, even when the phone was off. Now, you may have said, well, wait a minute, you said that was 2001. It became law in 2001. In 2006, they passed the Telecommunications Act, and in and amongst the bill, and this was even in mainstream news, it said that the government and simultaneously other governments adopted this as well, as we're under a global system. The corporations, the Fortune 100, set the rules that all cell phones were becoming tracking devices to track you down to a few feet of wherever you were. Even if the phone doesn't have GPS, the cell towers do and triangulate where you are and where they can dial in and listen to everything you're doing and track you. Now, in 2003, I saw mainstream news articles. The first one I saw was the governor of Wisconsin in an article going, look at our new fusion center the feds paid for. Yeah, with our money. And we can live time type in somebody's name and pull up wherever they are via their cell phone. Total Big Brother. Now, notice almost all the new cell phone brands like iPhone, you can't take the battery out. And without warrants, they just dial in, do whatever they want. And of course, the government lied about that and said, oh, we only use it once we have warrants. Then it turned out millions of roving wiretaps a month. They just do whatever they want. They don't get a warrant. They do nothing. And the government mainly uses this to track what the public really thinks. And they know you're angry at them. They don't have to read a Rasmussen poll where 75% of Americans are ready for revolution. They already know that because they're listening to you. They're criminal. They're out of control. Think how outrageously corrupt this Philadelphia public school was, that the principal and assistant principals are on record. The parents and kids found out because they would say, I saw your son smoking marijuana. I saw your son doing something he shouldn't have been doing in his bedroom. I saw your daughter. People said, how on earth do you know that? And they said, well, we have software on these computers that the feds paid for that are anti-theft. And if we want to know if a laptop's stolen, we just dial in and turn the video camera on. Wait a minute. But in these cases, in the federal lawsuit, the laptops weren't stolen. See, I remember 10 years ago, and Steve Watson wrote an article for PrisonPlanet.com today, breaking this down, giving you the big picture. That's what we do. We don't just cover one story by itself. Our articles almost entirely are big picture, where we'll go, oh, look at this article, and then look at 20 others. In Tennessee, in California, in Texas, in New York, I mean, just literally hundreds of cases where a visiting basketball team of middle school girls in one Tennessee case show up in the showers after the basketball game and see cameras in the showers and run out, freaking out, panicking, parents are cussing and yelling in the parking lot. And the school said, well, of course, there could be theft. There could be fights in the showers. Yes, we record all the naked girls in the showers. They had sold it in some type of brainwashing operation in that particular school district. But then when other people showed up who hadn't been brainwashed and hadn't been conditioned, they rightfully freaked out. It's the same thing with the naked body scanners, where they admittedly record your naked body and store it in a biometric ID database. This is the government recording your naked body. And as we predicted, now movie stars, TV stars, and others in England have had their TSA print off their naked body scan and say, please sign this for us. See, government's setting the precedent that they're God, that they can do whatever they want. And all these records of the cable companies and others of what you watch and what you do, it all goes into your file on your psychological makeup. This has all been admitted. And so it's the same thing here. You've seen the news reports all over the country where in a whole bunch of the cases, a girl, it's always a girl, gives one of her friends a Tylenol or a Luden's cough drop. In one case, it was nothing but sugar and a little bit of menthol, not even an over-the-counter drug. And they arrested her, strip-searched her to see if she had other drugs, quote, drugs, and then say, we're allowed to strip-search. See, they're just setting the precedent and telling you, yes, we're going to record you. We're going to videotape you. We're going to put... I mean, I've literally seen hundreds of articles about cameras in the bathroom stalls in public schools. And then I saw articles in Florida and Michigan, of all places, and I haven't looked in years, this was like 5 years ago, where they were putting cameras in the bathroom stalls at roadside stops. So you need to be aware this is happening and get angry about it and say no. Say no to all of this. But of course, it's all done for your safety. But think about the psychology of these principals. When they go, what's the big deal? We're just turning the cameras on when your daughter or son are in their bedroom. That's freedom. 20-plus thousand homes in England and growing. It was 2,000 a year ago. Now it's 20,000. People have children. And they say, you had a learning disability or you were arrested once. Your child's in danger. And so now we're going to make you, at birth, when you leave the hospital, for a few months, have multiple cameras in your house that the government monitors to make sure you know how to feed and change and take care of your baby. Guilty until proven innocent. I saw a story 2 years ago. Houston police chief calls for cameras in homes. People won't believe it. Pull it up. Just search engine it. We're also simulcasting at PrisonPlanet.tv for viewers. And then we archive this for PrisonPlanet.tv so people can watch the show, not just the radio show, whenever you want, how you want. And so some people will say, well, why do you have a free iPhone app that's in the top 10 apps for news apps now at the iPhone store? It's a free app. Links are up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Well, people are going to have these phones regardless. People are going to be surveilled. I'm going to use the very instrument of surveillance and control. I'm going to use these to break people's conditioning. It's an inanimate tool. That'd be like if you were in a Nazi concentration camp or a Russian concentration camp and you grabbed a gun away from one of the Nazi guards and, oh, don't use a Nazi gun or a Russian gun on a Russian. No, it's an inanimate object. I will use it as a tool. Yes, we use the Big Brother system to reach out to people and to warn them about what's really going on in the Matrix. You've got to go into the Matrix to get people out of the Matrix, ladies and gentlemen. The point is, you're not in Kansas anymore. Foreign offshore corporations brag that they've set up a total surveillance grid. And what's the end game? To financially rob you of everything you've got, of everything you are. But to be able to rob you successfully, they've got to have this police state surveillance grid in place so they can get away with it. Now, when we come back, I want to get into the takeover of the entire free market internet system by cybersecurity and the White House. And this is nonpartisan. This started back under Clinton, and then Bush, and now Obama. But if you want to know just how bad it really is, we're going to go over it, and a lot more coming up today. Okay, folks, we're back live. Thank you so much for joining us on this Sunday edition. So the people of the planet are waking up to the big banks, to Wall Street's corruption. It's all over the foreign mainstream news that, as usual, Goldman Sachs set up the double set of books in Greece and Spain and then is intimately involved bringing those countries' financial systems down. I've had members of the Icelandic parliament on documenting the same event. The same people ran the scam here in the United States. And as a people, we have to become aware of this and say no to it. Now, it's not my opinion that the government is taking over the internet. The cybersecurity bill states that all ISPs that even serve 100 people or more, small internet companies, will have to put in government hubs, government software that's wired into their networks. The Pentagon is separately, in the last 5 years, building its own giant network nationwide and laying its own cable worldwide, and now saying they're going to start shutting down the old web, forcing everyone on to their web. And then CNN last night had a big piece, and we have an article by Kurt Nimmo, an excellent report at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com titled CNN Broadcast Major Cyber War Game Propaganda. Michael Chertoff and others were there, the former head of Homeland Security that makes all the money off the body scanners, the naked body scanners. And they said, we've got to get the American people ready to shut down the web as it's known. We have to prepare them, and we have to have the Pentagon take over all the power companies. We've got to nationalize them because terrorists are going to strike the Internet. Now, I have reports in the last 2 years of the Pentagon saying it's simulating attacks on itself. And every time they do this, they then blame it on outsiders. It's kind of like antivirus companies being caught creating their own viruses. This is their pretext to take the Internet over and start filtering it and censoring it. And we've seen Spain. We've seen England moving this way. We've seen Italy completely move that way. Australia, New Zealand. We're seeing my films being censored all over the world. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. It's happening. And so CNN has another report here, cashing in on Internet censorship. More people are searching for tools that allow them to access inaccessible information as this happens. And then right on time, 2 days, 3 days, 2.5 days before the Saturday CNN government propaganda piece they had where they fear-mongered everybody and kind of laid out what they were going to do, Washington Post, more than 75,000 computer systems hacked in one of the largest cyber attacks, security firm says. Oh, they're a security firm. They'll sell you the fix. Don't worry. More than 75,000 computer systems at nearly 2,500 companies in the United States and around the world have been hacked in what appears to be one of the largest and most sophisticated attacks by cyber criminals discovered to date, according to a Northern Virginia security firm. And it just goes on. Oh, they're just now discovering all of these, some of them that happened as much as 2 years ago in 196 countries. So this is what's being pushed. The government's going to save you from that old pesky Internet with a new Internet that will literally wrap you in cyber barbed wire. All right, continuing into other key stacks of news. Oh, by the way, before the break, I mentioned that it was in the Houston News that the police chief wants cameras in everyone's homes. Houston police chief wants surveillance cameras in private homes. Orwellian telescreens will monitor your behavior. That's out of the Associated Press. If you want to read that report. See, the establishment thinks you're so broke back, so broken, that you'll give in to anything, that you have no moral compass, no common sense, that they have a principal telling high school students, I'm watching you on the school computers that you were given, that your parents paid for. I mean, why? Why is the government offering free computers? They're not free. And it's come out that they get grants from Homeland Security, from the BATF, from the FBI. Just look this up for yourself. Like, look up ATF, BATF grant to school, FBI grant to public school, Pentagon grant to schools. And they come into the classes and pay the schools tens of thousands of dollars per grade where they do this, generally 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th, millions of dollars for big school systems. And they have them write reports about their family life and their parents on computers, and then that's uploaded to the federal government. They're not just watching you. They're having your children write reports on you. This is what you pay tax money for. Suit. This is Seattle Times. It's got an AP article. School used its laptops to spy on students at home. And then the FBI is going, well, maybe it's reasonable. But I wanted to go back to this PrisonPlanet.com article by Alex Jones and Paul Watson, September 6, 2006. Government industry to use computer microphones to spy on 150 million Americans. And where did we get this? We got this from Google and Yahoo. We have direct links to their press releases, and it pops up on my iPhone now. It says, you know, let us know where your location is. Let us access your microphone and camera. No, no, no. I've got to say no, no, no every time I use it. No, 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 no. And still, if they want, they just bypass it. It says Macromedia Flash Player Settings, Privacy, allow websites to access your camera and microphone, allow, deny. Here's the screenshot right here. And they admit, Google says, don't worry, we don't have people listening to you. A computer listens and records your dog barking. And this is word for word from them. If they hear a dog barking, they then send you pop-up ads for dog food. It says in here, they listen for your favorite TV show. It records what's on in the TV in the background, and they have databases of keywords, and they know, oh, you're a Friends fan, or you're a Two and a Half Men fan, or you like American Idol, or you like the NFL, and it goes into your file. Oh, don't worry, a person's not listening. We're just recording it in case somebody does want to pull it up and listen. Here's the Register, also from September 2006, Google developing eavesdropping software. It says, the first thing that came out of our mouths when we heard that Google is working on a system that listens to what's on your TV playing in the background and then sends you relevant adverts was, that's cool but dangerous. And I guess who first broke it was Technology Review, citing Peter Norvig, director of research at Google. Do you understand what's going on? Do you realize the magnitude of this? You've got to say no. But it's the same thing with censorship. Google's now suddenly censoring. All the other big sites are starting to censor. They control much of the networks out there. And it's like, well, okay, I guess so. That's just how it is. You know, we've got to do it. But here's the key article that breaks it all down from today. Sunday, February 21st, 2010. Steve Watson, Paul Watson, PrisonPlanet.com. Big Brother, not just spying on school children through their laptops. Now, if you're listening in Austin, Texas, I haven't gone and spot checked Austin. But I've seen hundreds of articles the last 5-6 years, and I know that the federal grants that pay for these laptops load the software on it. So you need to go find out if this software is on your computer, and then you need to raise hell about it. This is not just going on in Philadelphia. This is not just going on in Sacramento. This is not just going on in New York City. And though it's on record, that's happening there. I mean, if you may think freedom is being naked body scanned at airports and your 12-year-old daughter being videotaped in her bedroom by the school principal. And by the way, in a report in the Sacramento Bee, 4 years ago, they admitted that the police station's dialed into their dressing room and watches your naked daughters and then shares it. But they're the government. They're God. They're allowed to. They're allowed to say illegal aliens are above the law, too. They're God. By the way, I know we have a lot of new listeners that tune in every millisecond on the AM and FM dial, global shortwave satellite internet. So we just pulled up Newsweek for you. This is from 2 days ago, Friday, February 19th, the snitch in your pocket. Remember, I told you this in 96, 14 years ago. Law enforcement is tracking American cell phones in real time without the benefit of a warrant. But they don't tell you this was set up in 96 by federal law. See, they get it universally adopted, they get it implemented, and then they tell you about it. Well, let me go further. They're watching you with the cameras in your laptops and home computers. All the new computers have it. They're listening to you. They're tracking you. It doesn't matter if you're a government agent, a minion, someone who loves the system. This is Big Brother. This is unconstitutional. This is criminal. And they had all this in place before 9/11, but we still got attacked. And it turned out the NSA and branches of the FBI tried to stop the attack. I've had Anthony Schaefer of Able Danger on, the Colonel, and they were blocked from doing it. And it's now been declassified that Sybil Edmonds, who was one of the FBI translators, said the CIA was running Al-Qaeda on 9/11. Of course they were. You say, well, who flew the planes in the buildings? We don't know. We just know those guys were U.S. government agents, protected, trained at U.S. bases, on record, Associated Press, hidden in plain view. This is facts, folks. We don't get up here and report what we wish was the truth, or, oh, we wish the government was nice, or we wish all this hadn't have happened. This is the reality of what's going on. And remember, why would Google come out? Why would this school principal come out and say, yeah, we're videotaping you in your house? We're keeping everybody safe. They think it's their right to do it. They're throwing it in your face like you're going to accept it. Don't be radical. Go along with this. Is there lying? You know, I'm doing a big investigation right now. It'll probably be a few weeks till we get to it on air. But send your tips to showtips@infowars.com. But I'm in contact. I've met with government officials. Public servants is actually what they are, here in Austin and Travis County. And I'm getting the specific cases. And I want Art Acevedo to know this. And this goes for 800-plus other cities. Where illegal aliens aren't just allowed to drunk drive, they are allowed to kill people. Illegal aliens are allowed to get so drunk, they run over whoever they want, they crash into a car full of kids, hurt people, and a month later run into an Austin, this is just one case, an Austin police officer's vehicle transporting a prisoner. Ooh, that'll freak them out. They know this case. The cops got mad. And they let him go without even a fine. And there's thousands. 65% of the crime in Austin, this is internal numbers, and Travis County are committed by illegal aliens. More than half of the L.A. jail system is illegals, and they just let them go. And I've had Austin police tell me this. I've seen it in the news where sheriffs around the country, one case in Tennessee, arrested a van full of illegals being smuggled, and ICE wouldn't come pick them up. The point is, they tell you, we're doing all this surveillance to keep you safe. We're running checkpoints to stop drunk drivers, and we're taking your blood without warrants, because if it saves one life, it's worth it. And we're, meanwhile, illegal aliens. Think about Mexico. 100 million people, and a lot of the folks that come up here are bank robbers, murderers, rapists, arsonists, killers, pedophiles, you name it. Pickpockets, the list goes on and on, drug dealers, and they all come up here fleeing justice, and then they can use any ID they want. The Mexican consulate will give them as many IDs as they want under the consulate matricula. It's like easier than getting something out of a Cracker Jack box. There's been big investigations in the state of Colorado on this, and that's my biggest frustration. I have all these investigations I could do. I'm like a real police detective for the people, and I've got thousands of cases. I mean, there's no way I can even run all these down. But this one is important enough that I am going to get on it. Because I want people, just in the town where I live, to actually know what's going on. I mean, I talked about one of my guys in here who formerly worked as a customer service rep with Austin Energy. You pay your light bill and your power bill, your gas bill to the city of Austin. It's the same in 800-plus cities. That's basically every major city and medium-sized town in the country. They're sanctuary cities. And you pay $200 to get your power turned on or your gas. And they use a matricula card, a fake ID, but they've been ordered to accept it. A citizen has to show, what is it, four types? Yeah. My issue is that he doesn't want to come on air because he formerly worked there. But the point is, they make citizens show all these forms of ID. But then illegals only have to show one. And what you said, 90% or more, 90% or more, do not ever pay the bill. They just pay the down payment. 6 months later, their power's turned off, and then a new matricula comes up at the same address, but then you were telling me if an old lady's $10 over, you turn it off. Yes. So citizens have the book thrown at them. So the illegals don't have to pay bills. They get to get welfare in 4, 5, 6, 7 different names. I've seen cases of over 14 different aliases and 14 different payouts to illegals, and they never get caught, and they never get in trouble, and they're above the law. And that's why you see illegals drive around in any major southwestern city. But you can even go to Illinois, New York. It's the same. Cadillacs, brand new Chevy trucks, just money pouring out everywhere. It's welfare. 30 million illegal aliens in the United States, and they don't have to pay anything, no insurance, no nothing. They have their regular jobs. They have their welfare payments. They don't have to pay their power bills, their light bills. They can drink as much tequila and cerveza as they want and run over whoever they want, and they're let go. I've told the story 50 times. I'll tell it 51st time. Up 2 years ago, I pull up my parking lot. We had a server crash. I had to let an IT consultant into the building. And I'm meeting him, and there's two police cars, and he's in handcuffs, and I pull up, and the cops jump up and freak out, and they go, "Oh, you're Alex Jones. I'm a big fan. I'm retiring in 6 months. Can't wait to get out of here. You know, you ought to hear my band. It's really great, blah, blah, blah." And I said, "Well, why are you arresting him?" And he goes, "Well, we're ordered to arrest him. His driver's license was expired." And I said, "Isn't that up to your discretion?" And he said, "Yeah." But he said, "This officer showed up first. I mean, I might have let him go, but he's and they're putting him in the car." And I said, if he was an illegal, you let him go. He goes, "Absolutely. The judges don't even fine him." Now, the word is they'd get a $25 or $50 fine 2-3 years ago. In Austin, they get nothing now. They are gods. Remember the railroad killer, the railroad serial killer? Pull that up. Railroad serial killer. Illegal alien, railroad serial killer. I'll pull it up. How many murders? It was more than 10. Raping, killing everywhere. He'd been arrested repeatedly, always let go. Just murdering, killing, above the law, no ID, nothing. Meanwhile, citizens are totally surveilled, being watched by their iPhones. Everything's being listened to. Your kids are being watched. Everything's surveilled. Everything's controlled. They're taking blood all over the country without warrants. There's military checkpoints everywhere. It's just, but illegal aliens. I mean, I'm really thinking about getting a body tattoo. I'm serious, to be brown. And then changing my name to like Hugo Chavez. I'm serious. And then I would be like the Invisible Man. I mean, I don't really drink much, but I could drunk drive and not worry about it. I could get 6, 7, 8 forms of welfare. I'm sure paid enough taxes, get my money back. It's like a tax refund. I could. But see, it's not just people in Mexico. And it's not blaming them. It's our government that's done this. We should help Mexico throw off its tyranny. Now, Mexico for over decades had consul matricula cards. Now, Poland, Venezuela, and a whole host of other countries are now issuing their own consul matriculas. Because our government wants to bring people here to get on welfare to bankrupt the system, because big banks run this country, and this is in their own documents, and they want bigger deficits. They want to bankrupt and then federalize the states. They don't want us to pay it off. Just like the IMF and World Bank on record have been caught going into third world nations like Nicaragua, El Salvador, first world nations like Argentina, Nigeria, and Africa, Greece, and they pay off the politicians and tell them, "Don't pay this money back. We want the 30% compounded interest." See, it's the same thing here. It's just total lawless criminal government. So I don't want to hear you got to run a checkpoint and search my car to keep America safe. I've been out at these checkpoints. The illegals just get let through. Boom, boom, boom. But not the slave citizens, because we've got money that the big bloodthirsty ticks of government want to suck out of us. Now, just because the government's lawless and criminal doesn't mean we do what Joe Stack did. And when we come back in the next hour, I'm going to break down the kamikaze attack in Austin, Texas, that killed himself and one other. A true tragedy. And this guy, folks, is not a hero. And I just want to put that on record. A lot of people are ready for war with the government, and I think the government knows that now. We'll be right back.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are live. Thank you for joining us on this 21st day of February 2010. And I'm going to go ahead and open the phones up. The toll-free number to join us is 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. And we'll get you up and on the air on the cybersecurity takeover, on Obama claiming First, that you couldn't defeat his government takeover of healthcare. Now that it's dead, but that it's been reborn. I've got government-sponsored terror, a new big development coming up that's been declassified. We're also going to get into Ron Paul winning the presidential straw poll at CPAC, why that is so important. And obviously, we're going to get into Joe Stack and some new developments on that front as well. 888-201-2244. And we will get you up and on the air right now. I was just ranting and raving about the illegal aliens being above the law. And I've got some more to say about that later, but it just illustrates how this entire system is a double standard, selectively enforced fraud. The government is a criminal enterprise. That's coming up. Some of the other news that we're going to be covering concern Iran. And that dovetails, of course, with the fact that the majority of Republicans, I mean, he won the straw poll at CPAC, which is a big deal. Well, I thought they're pro-war. And they say if you're a conservative, you're supposedly for war. Of course, that's a fraud. Also, Citigroup, one of the biggest banks out there, warns customers it may refuse to allow withdrawals of your own cash for a week. And they're saying that the banks across the border are saying, the federal government's saying that your money market, which is considered just a standard savings account, is not protected as well. I'm going to go ahead and go to a call right now. Let's talk to Dave in New York. Dave, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Hey, you're not a 9/11 truther. You are the 365 truther. For Friday, Joyce Riley had a quote from or a newscast from your local Fox affiliate where he was interviewing somebody on scene, a spokesperson. And he asked, how come more people weren't hurt? And he said, well, they hadn't shown up for work yet. And he goes, it's 10 o'clock in the morning. What do you mean they didn't show up for work yet? Oh, well, they work in shifts. So he didn't push it any further. And then Joyce goes, yeah, that's the ticket. Nobody who's
well, send us that video clip. What was the name of that video clip?
Joyce Riley talked about it Friday morning.
Guys, go to YouTube and try to find it. Workers at IRS building in Austin told not to go to work. That should pull it up. I know we have KXAN, the NBC, where they were saying that the emergency crews were there beforehand. And then I talked to a bunch of callers who were witnesses to the same thing. Sounds pretty suspicious now that Joe Stack's family is doubting suicide note was written by him, Associated Press.
Yeah, and most state workers, I had never heard of shift work, but if it is, it would start usually at 7:30 or 8 o'clock in the morning, not at 10 o'clock in the morning.
Well, exactly. In a shift like that, you'd have the first shift at about 7, because they do this sometimes to miss traffic. The next would be at about 11, because they normally stager it that way, 10 or 11. And the next one, they'd come in at about 1, because some of those places with audits and things, squeezing people around the clock, it wasn't auditing, Senator, do go to 6, 7 at night. But still, very, very suspicious. We will look into that. Anything else?
Yeah, just I was thinking that you could make up for a T-shirt. I know you have plenty of stuff to deal with, but I'm a 365 truther. Help me tear the mask off.
Yeah, that's a good term. I mean, look, Dave, I appreciate your call. That's all I do. I don't weigh, will this hurt me? Will this hurt my show? Will this be popular? I say, what's the truth? That was a controversial interview with Jim Trafficant. But I looked at his case. He's right about what happened to him. He's right, so I have him on. We just try to tell the truth, let the chips fall where they may. We'll be right back in 60 seconds to continue the second hour of the Sunday edition, PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
There is a war on for your mind, and you don't have to subscribe to what I say or what I believe. But you better realize government's gotten too big. Big corporations finance it. They control the left and the right, and things are only going to get worse until we wake up to that fact. Now, I want to go to Mark, Leo, Jim, George, Patrick, Chris, and many others. The toll-free number to join us is 888-201-2244. But let me now blitzkrieg through some other important news first. I just wanted to finish up what I got to at the end of the last hour with the illegal aliens. Why is it important that that 30 million illegals, and it's more than that. The media says 15, 16. The actual census shows it's more than that. If their criminals come up here from all over the world, if multiple governments, not just Mexico, are issuing their own IDs that our own banks and 800-plus sanctuary cities accept, that they can then get fake welfare through, that bankrupt society, if they're allowed to drunk drive, not have insurance, engage in crimes, and just be let go, even when they kill people. This is on record. It comes out here and there, but nothing's ever done about it. This is an illegal issue. I've had the Austin police chief in studio, and he said, well, if we aren't nice to these illegals and kind of leave them alone, then they won't report to us when crime happens. What type of twisted logic is that? Justice be done, may the heavens fall. He says he takes your blood without a warrant to stop drunk drivers. But then they let the drunk driving illegals go. And this is all over the country. This is not about that. The globalists want the illegals here to drive down wages and bankrupt the country. And as a political group to grow, that'll pull the lever for gun control and open borders and tyranny. Our military is predominantly made up of foreigners in many units now. And the police forces are hiring illegals. That's in the Associated Press. Many of the CPS workers in the U.S. and England are foreigners. They're just bringing in their foreign army. Like in the Revolutionary War, they brought in Hessian troops from Germany. It's illegal. The government can't selectively enforce laws and then throw the book at the milk cow citizens. The truth is, citizens are seen as stupid dollar signs because we are stupid and lazy and arrogant and only care about football. You better start caring about real issues. That's why you're losing your job. That's why you're going bankrupt. That's why your 401k is down by 40%, because you can't sit there sucking your thumb on the easy chair and not have criminals take over your life. It's called tyranny. Wake up and grow up to it. You know, they could have a policy, but it would still be illegal. They have to pass a law that, well, if illegals are illegals at their homes, that's how it started 20 years ago, and call for a robbery or a rape, we won't arrest you or call ICE. But then it grew out of that too. You can drunk drive. You can stab. You can kill. You can rob. You can murder. You can get fake welfare and welfare fraud. You can get free power and never pay the bill. You can get bank accounts with no ID, but citizens have got to have 3 or 4 forms. It's discrimination. And I'm against discrimination. You know, the media says, oh, we can't talk about the illegals. You know, Mecha and La Raza are their big PR firms that the Fortune 500 funds. Mecha's motto means, and of course, La Raza's motto, La Raza means the race. For those inside the race, everything. For those outside the race, nothing. And listen, let's get something straight here. I don't care if you're black, white, Hispanic, Asian, as long as you're a constitutionalist and love freedom. And going out to the gun show yesterday, half my fans are Hispanic, and I know that. I love Hispanic people. They're great Americans. They're angry. They're the ones losing their jobs. Just like everybody else who's Americans or getting their pay cut. You can't have illegals here that are above the law sucking everything dry. The country's collapsing. Gallup poll. 79% of Hispanics want to shut down the borders and deport the illegals. But the media runs this hoax of, oh, you know, Hispanics, you can't be against open borders or Hispanics will vote against you. What? 79% of Hispanic Americans who are citizens want to, because they know it's destroying their life. And it's lawless. It's discriminatory. Okay, I'm ranting. Coming up, I'm going to take a bunch of calls at the end of this segment and the next, and then I'm getting into Joe Stack, the kamikaze attack, and the new developments on that front. And then I've got a declassified State Department document, a new one that just came out last week. And I tell you, such a great reporter. We carry all his stuff. George Washington blog is what the site's called. Foreign Relations, 1961, 1963, Volume X11, American Republics. This is declassified, the plan to stage terror attacks. The point is this is before Operation Northwoods that Kennedy said no to. So we're going to go over that. Also, Ron Paul wins presidential straw poll at CPAC, why this is so important. But right now, let's start jamming in some calls, all 20 of them. Okay, Roberto in Saudi Arabia, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Alex, I appreciate your show. I just want to let you know you have a small group of people here, Saudi nationals, including some Americans, that listen to your radio show. I take the podcast to work and keep up the good work. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. So the folks over in Saudi Arabia are listening.
Oh, absolutely. I take my my device in, and they listen to your podcast that I get off the internet down here.
What do they think of the show?
They love it. They see a lot of the people here are real peaceful. I work with a bunch of Sunnis in the Air Force, and they love your show. They understand what is happening, and they're actually rooting for you and rooting for us.
Well, God bless you. Anything else, Roberto?
No, sir. Other than you're pretty much right about everything.
Oh, from what you've seen over there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
God bless you, sir.
Yeah.
Well, the Saudis need to know that after the globalists are done using them to take down Iran, and this has even been proposed by the Pentagon, they plan to take down Saudi Arabia using Muslim extremists within the country. So, I mean, that's who they use. That's who Al-Qaeda is. And, you know, that's why we're the number one show. And I don't just say that, okay? I'm not into being number one. It's kind of scary. We are the number one radio show on the internet by heads and shoulders. I mean, number one. Conservatively, over 1.5 million people a week just listen to the free podcast and the internet streams and the other big upload sites. That's us just checking the numbers at Alexa, at Shoutcast, and a lot of other places to integrate the different feeds we've got. And now with the new free iPhone app, it's free at InfoWars.com. Free. It's 5-star rating with what, over 200 ratings now? The other day I said it said 200 and something. Over 200, and I mean, no one else has got 5-star. Do you see anybody with 5-star? 5-star rating, and we're working on other apps. Don't worry. Free. We are going to have a PrisonPlanet.tv app, but that's going to cost us a lot more to make. That will be for PrisonPlanet.tv members, where you get the live video feed of my radio show. A whole other dimension. Video clips, the documents, the articles, everything. PrisonPlanet.tv. All my films, see them there first. My book, Paul Watson's book, in April. It will be 6 years of PrisonPlanet.tv up and running, and I want to thank my great crew. So it's 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, the cost of a cup of coffee twice a month. Get a yearly membership, get 3 months free, PrisonPlanet.tv, and your membership, it takes 1 minute to sign up. You just create your new username and passcode. Boom, you're on. And we've got it. We're 6 passcodes. One passcode can be used by 6 different people at one time. How does that work? What's that connected to? The IP address, or is it just connected to that passcode being used separately? How is it? One of my IT guys is in there. I don't know. The point is, 6 people can simultaneously log on. Don't share it with too many people, or it'll lock you out while the 6 people are on. As soon as somebody gets off, you can get on. And we do that because I buy so much bandwidth, and it ends up costing me about $10,000 extra a month to let you share it. But we do it because the mission is to get it out to more people. PrisonPlanet.tv. And we couldn't do all this IT stuff without the members of PrisonPlanet.tv. Now, we're going to break. We're going to come back with more calls. But a lot of people are calling me in Texas saying, hey, I love the article about you, the feature cover story in Texas Monthly. Why don't you talk about it? I'm too busy, folks, to talk about me. Though I will talk about Alex Jones in response to the Statesman, the New York Daily News, the London Guardian, and about 10 other big newspapers attacking me, claiming I supported Joe Stack. That's slander. I could own you. To give you a gauge of how big this radio show is, we have a computerized phone system that can take about 100 calls at once. My call screener, we don't screen them, he just takes their name and where they're calling from, opens the phone system up for about 2 seconds, and 30, 40 calls come in. Now, we've got 18 on the line right now. That's how many he's gotten to. Another 20 or so that are sitting there on hold. I'm going to try to get to all of you, but each one of you's got 1 minute, please, because I want to get into the kamikaze attack. You know, I'm a public figure, and there's a high burden of proof on libel, slander, defamation for public figures. But if you do something to hurt someone deliberately, knowing it's not true, you will lose in court. Now, I've actually sued people before for libel and slander. I'm not litigious. And I'm so busy that I just let people do it and ignore it. But it's getting out of control. Remember when Oklahoma City got bombed, they blamed it on Rush Limbaugh? Well, that's now happened with this attack in Austin. I mean, so many newspapers, I can't even read them all. The Statesman was the most deceptive. That's in Austin. Social media speeds up news gathering and plane crash aftermath. And it says the Austin-based website InfoWars, owned by conspiracy theorist Alex Jones, had speculated the manifesto was a hoax. No, we just said we don't know if it's real when we first discovered it. We said, who knows if this is real? Later in the day, InfoWars itself was inaccessible. Not true. InfoWars was part of a flood of quickly sprouting blog posts and Facebook pages examining theories such as Austin, Texas plane crash was staged or supporting Stack's alleged point of view. And so the way it talks about InfoWars and then says supporting the point of view, that's done clearly. And then I got a bunch of other headlines saying Stack's rampage sounds like Alex Jones. Get rid of him. Kamikaze pilot Joe Stack who crashed plane into Austin building hailed by anti-government groups. Then it talks about Alex Jones and InfoWars.com. What? New York Daily? What? What? We always call for nonviolence here. I've been saying since it happened Thursday, and they were obviously tuning in, that if he did do this on his own, it wasn't staged, that it was terrible. I mean, we can't be lawless just because the government is. Now, if it's like Hitler taking you to FEMA camps, that's another thing, or Stalin or something, and it could get to that. But the point is, you can't just they've made a video game. Pull that up on screen. They've made a video game. I want to show TV viewers this. We've got it linked up on InfoWars and Prison Planet, on one of the big gaming sites, where you burn your house down with gasoline and then light it on fire and then get in the airplane and crash it into the building, and it says, justice is served. This isn't a joke. You know, the police shouldn't be able to just execute a citizen because they think they're bad. And citizens shouldn't be able to execute IRS workers. But I'll tell you this, people are upset and people are praising this guy all over radio, all over TV. I've heard him calling to talk radio on mainline talk radio. And the government should pay attention. The government needs to pay attention to the fact that they're pushing too hard. But that's probably what they want. They want to push too hard. They want to push people over the edge so they can then bring in NORTHCOM and Homeland Security. See, for those that want violence, the feds did stage Oklahoma City. They were clearly involved in 9/11. It's declassified. They staged over 200 terror attacks. That's coming up later. Some of those reports. Declassified. So if Hitler would stage attacks against himself and Stalin and Mao Zedong would do it to make themselves look like victims, should the people then be doing violent things against the government if that helps the government come down on peaceful people? It's wrong when a cop shoots an innocent person in the back, and it's wrong when Joe Stack, if he reportedly even did it, and his family's saying it's not true and they don't believe it, did this. Okay? We have to follow the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and due process. We're about justice here. And I understand if he really did do it, he was cornered, he was angry, he was upset, and that's going to happen. And certainly the IRS, you know, makes people commit suicide. When a man dies, they take the woman's house, when she's an old lady. It's a horrible, criminal, lawless group. But does a secretary in a building deserve to die? The answer is no. All right, I'm done ranting about that until I actually get into the articles and the latest developments coming up in the next segment. But let's continue with calls. Mark in Florida, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Recently, I've invented a new way to exercise my Fourth Amendment rights on the Internet. Because the government is reading and storing our email, I've developed a free program that encrypts an email message and then embeds the encrypted message into a personal photo that you can send to your friend or associate.
Yeah, they've had that for 15 years, but I guess you invented a new one?
Well, I've got a program on there that uses 1917, the method that was used in 1917. You can then decrypt the original message from the picture. And I'd just like to get your opinion in general about opacifying our emails and other communications from groups like the feds.
People say I have nothing to hide. I don't. It's not their right to be snooping and using that info. But no, I think it's good for people to use proxy servers and proxy surfing and all these other technologies that are out there. I think anything that makes it harder for these people to control our lives is better. That's why, and to break the law is better. They're breaking the law when they do this. But I appreciate your call, Mark. Send me an email about it. Leo in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Good afternoon or good evening, Mr. Jones. How are you?
Good. Welcome.
I first of all would like to take the opportunity to hail you for your tremendous efforts that you've put forward.
Well, I want to hail the listeners who've made it all possible. It's you that has the power. Go ahead.
Anyway, I wanted to let you know that some weeks ago I had saw a program on a Channel 21, which is two here locally in Harrisburg, that had Patrick McGeegan, had a show on TV many years ago, exposing the Illuminati, and came forward and revealed their background, what they were doing, and actually was warning people of the effects if they continue to be able to do what they do. And it's people like you that are at least putting some wall up to stop them. And I just wanted to tell you something else real quick. When I was a kid, I got introduced to the John Birch Society, and I saw two films, one called Overview 1 and the other one Overview 2. And these two films exposed communism in the House and the Senate, which was like an offshoot from McCarthyism. And it wasn't shortly thereafter that they were able to put out over the airways that the John Birch Society was in effect anti-Semitic. And that was,
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. I got to jump. Of course, they're not. That's how they demonize any. I mean, if you say you don't want government health care, they say that's code for race now. But it's not working anymore. Let's talk to Jim in Texas. Jim, go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. It's nice to speak to you again.
Good to talk to you, Jim. Speak up and go ahead.
Well, I would just like to say I have nothing but praise for you and your listeners. We're seeing Ron Paul winning in the polls now, which is something 10 years ago that was unheard of. We're seeing mainstream evangelical preachers waking up and telling the people that we only have to follow Romans 13 as long as our leaders are honorable. We're waking up in many, many ways, and I do have slight hopes now that I didn't have before, and I thank you for that.
Well, God bless you. Anything else?
Well, man, just keep up the good work, and I want all the supposed Christian people out there to wake up and realize that if we hadn't fought tyranny and evil, this country would have never existed in the first place.
Absolutely. Look how far we've come. The New World Order's on the run. They're going to stage terror attacks and try to shut down the web to stop us. I was a highwayman.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride.
Sword and pistol by my side.
Sword and pistol by my side.
Many a young maid.
Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade.
Many a soldier.
Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade.
I'm a free man. I'm not a slave. Not the property of foreign bankers or corrupt governments.
I am still alive.
The truth is rising. The people are awakening. The Republic is in great peril. We can save it. The United States can once again become a beacon of liberty and freedom worldwide against corruption. But you have to find that spirit again. The spirit of 1776. We're going to talk about the use of violence against corrupt government coming up in a few minutes. Firearms are powerful. But as many a historian and philosopher has said, the pen is mightier than the sword.
I was a dam builder across the river deep and wide.
Where steel and water did collide. A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado.
A place called Boulder on the Wild Colorado.
Oh, it's hard to turn off music that good.
I slipped and fell into
only two of the highwaymen left. Willie Nelson and Chris Christopherson. Waylon Jennings, you're listening to, is gone. So is the man that's coming up, Johnny Cash. And we're going straight back to your calls and then into what happened in Austin on Thursday with the kamikaze attack.
I fly a starship.
Across the universe. And when he reaches the other side.
And when I reach the other side.
I'll find a place.
I'll find a place to rest my spirit if I can.
Perhaps.
Perhaps I may become a highwayman again.
Okay, let's go ahead and go back to your calls. George, in Florida, you're on the air.
Thanks for taking my call, Alex. How are you doing this evening?
Good, sir. Welcome. Go ahead, George. Can you hear me?
Yeah, okay, Alex. Evidently, there was a problem with my phone. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. Go ahead.
Hey, the question is, what's your reaction to the Glenn Beck speech on the CPAC convention?
I haven't had a chance. I watched part of Ron Paul's CPAC and thought it was great. Of course, he won the straw poll. Look, I don't watch Glenn Beck that much. Every time I do, he puts a picture of Deborah Medina up next to Van Jones and says, and points at her and says, she hates America. And he's a Benedict Arnold. He was for the bailouts, for the Patriot Act. Now he claims he's against the Patriot Act. The 30 seconds I did watch of his speech that I saw in another video this morning from CPAC keynote yesterday, he was lecturing everyone on cutting government and not having bailouts. I mean, look, I don't like attacking Glenn Beck, but he attacks real Americans, and I should be glad Glenn Beck's there because they would just kill me if they didn't have a fake Alex Jones out there. And a lot of media is now reporting. I mean, he literally lifts everything we do, but then twists it. I mean, what's your response to his CPAC?
Oh, you know, actually, Alex, when I was watching, I thought it was almost word for word everything that you said. And some, and you know, over the different course of time that I've listened to you, I'm a PrisonPlanet.tv member, so I get to see you live on your video streams. But anyway, it sounded a lot like he's just a lot more polished, if you will. Not that you're not, but you know he's got a lot more showbiz in there that he just polishes it up and makes it look really pretty. And the thing I'm going to ask you is, do you think there's any remote chance that you could get him on your show or get on his turf and do an interview with him?
Listen, I appreciate your call. Glenn Beck doesn't want to elevate me, but I don't need to be elevated by Glenn Beck. Okay? My information will stand 10 years from now. Look, here's the deal with Glenn Beck, okay? I happen to know people that know Glenn Beck and work with him. And he absolutely hates my guts. He's got at least five people watching everything we do, listening, making a show. I mean, it's confirmed that this is what programs his TV show. But then he twists it. He gets everybody's confidence talking about the New World Order. Again, Fox News denied it existed. Now they have to admit it exists. And then I got it from another source who was with Rick Perry, who's a household name, earlier in the week on Wednesday, that Rick Perry's worried about three people and so are the Republicans nationally. Alex Jones, Ron Paul, and Deborah Medina. Now, Medina, because if she wins, that sends a message of the type of Republicans that are going to get elected that are real conservatives, true anti-war. They hate Ron Paul because he's anti-war and a real conservative and will end the private Federal Reserve that finances the neocons. And they're mad at me because I'm the future of the media. And this comes directly from the highest levels. A household name called me to warn me about this and that they're coming after us. Now, I said I'd go back to your calls. This is a big subject, a big issue. Folks, all I do is research this information. You know, take somebody on Fox who's really a good guy and consistent and a true constitutionalist like Judge Andrew Napolitano. We have him on all the time. He's a big fan of our show. He wants to come down and be in studio soon. That's great. He's consistent. I support him in his national show. I'm not after Beck because he has the biggest national show. and is starting to eclipse Rush Limbaugh. It's not about that. I'm mad at him because he was nothing but a fake, vulgar shock jock doing potty humor. And in 2002, he started mimicking what I do, but twisting it. And at key points saying, arrest Ron Paul, you know, use anti-terror forces on him. His people are violent. Don't vote for him. When Ron Paul had a chance of winning the Republican nomination. He supported the banker bailout. He supports a value-added tax and sales tax with the income tax to pay the bankers. He said the bailout wasn't big enough and then lied about it 6 months ago and said he was against it till people pointed it out, and now he's apologized. I mean, this guy is a joke, but I don't want to talk about Glenn Beck anymore. I mean, I'm thinking about making a documentary online, a free one that just exposes him. But if I do it, I want to do it right and really expose him. I mean, the guy, look, and I don't want to sit here and fight with Clear Channel, folks, but they're attacking us, so I have to stand up. It turns out that the guy that heads Clear Channel gave $500,000, you know, the biggest contributor to Rick Perry. They staged that whole thing and say Deborah Medina's this 9/11 truther, cut her mic off, and then it turns out that Sarah Palin was interviewed by We Are Changer in Ohio and said she wants to do a 9/11 investigation. And he said, oh, that's it. She's dead politically, trying to stop her from winning. I mean, at key points, he's Benedict Arnold. Pull up Benedict Arnold in the encyclopedia. I want to read to people who Benedict Arnold was. One of the top generals, the number two general, and the most successful after Washington, British agent the whole time. I mean, I know what Glenn Beck is. And I don't want to make my radio show about him. But, folks, we were in here Thursday night, and he was on the TV in the control room, and we were watching it. And he said, he put Deborah Medina up at the top where the bad guy area was on the chalkboard by Van Jones and then a couple of the Weatherman bombers and said, these people hate America, and pointed at her. I mean, that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about here. I mean, it's just a lie, and I'm sick of it. I want real freedom. George Bush and Barack Obama worked for the same big banks. There was flawless integration between that. Have we forgotten what the Republicans did? If you want real change, folks, it's not coming from the Democratic Party. And it's not coming from the Republican Party outside Ron Paul, and I privately begged him to run again. Here it is, Fox News. Ron Paul wins presidential straw poll at CPAC. Ron Paul, a Republican congressman from Texas, known for his libertarian views, ran for president in 08, but was never a serious contender for the GOP nomination because they said he wasn't serious. See, it's a mind trick. Ron Paul has ended Mitt Romney's three-year run as conservative's favorite for president, taking 31% of the vote in a conservative political action conference. His biggest competition got 22%. People want a pro-sovereignty, anti-war, real conservative. And that's why they're setting Glenn Beck up to try to bring Ron Paul down. Watch. We are back live. I'm going to run through some news, try to jam in Patrick, Chris, Tony, Mike, and Herman, and others' calls. Stay with us. Benedict Arnold was a general during the American Revolutionary War. When they began the war in Continental Army, while he was still a general on the American side, he obtained command of the fort at West Point, New York, and plotted unsuccessfully to surrender it to the British. After the plot failed, he served in the British military. Benedict Beck. I mean, I don't need to see any more proof. I already know over and over again. This is what I do professionally, is understand this stuff. Now, shifting gears. Whatever really happened with Joe Stack in Austin, we're going to talk about that in a moment. What happened was wrong. But it does show the anger of the American people if he supposedly did it on his own. It's very suspicious. But I wanted to play this little short CNN clip. We got this guy coming up on Tuesday. He actually owns the house, built it, but they're saying because there's a lien on the home from the IRS, they're going to take it. And so he bulldozed his house. That's how you send a message that's nonviolent. Let's go ahead and play that clip.
Took 3 years and 8 months to build it. It only took 2 hours to take it down.
You are looking at a home valued at well over $250,000 in Claremont County. This is how it looked until 2 weeks ago.
It'd be $2 million in Austin.
It is a pile of rubble covered by snow.
When I see that I owe $160,000 on almost a $350,000 home and somebody decides they want to take it, I wasn't going to stand for that, so I took it down.
You heard him right. He bulldozed his home. To say Terry Hoskins knows how to make a point is an understatement. IRS liens on Hoskins' carpet store and other properties led to River Hills Bank in New Richmond eventually coming after his home. What you might find strange is...
They stated, even though, you know, Mr. Hoskins has never missed a payment on his house, it's cross-collateraled, so we can take that also.
Why on earth would someone bulldoze a $350,000 home? He tells me it's to send a message.
And hopefully from this, people will stand up and maybe, you know, call their bank and tell them, hey, listen, you know what? I'm not going to let you do this to me.
All right. Now, that's how you do it. That's how you send a message to these criminals who don't work through due process of the courts. We didn't have it till 1913. The average American didn't pay it till the mid-50s. Kennedy cut taxes by 50% and revenues doubled. The government knows when they cut taxes, there's more money. They want to control your life. That's the program. It's about control. It's about monopolies. Now, the Joe Stack situation is very suspicious. I'd predicted a false flag in Austin. I don't know if this is it. We know the government does these, so we have to look at that. KXAN and other TV stations reported the emergency equipment was there before the strike, before the attack. The family told the Associated Press that they, and this is up on prisonplanet.com, we have a link to it if you want to find the article easily, that they don't believe he wrote it and had said nothing about this to anyone. So that's in the Associated Press. But he could have acted alone. I mean, multiple witnesses said they saw no pilot in the plane. You know, they kill the guy, bury him, have it take off, fly him by remote control. That's in the declassified Operation Northwoods document. And now, up on prisonplanet.com, we have a link. We have a great article here. 9 months before Operation Northwoods, U.S. government planned to terrorize U.S. cities, pretext for war. Government leaders suggested false flag terror attack in Dominican Republic. They wanted to overthrow the Dominican Republic. They said, we'll put aircraft carriers and troops off their coast, bomb a U.S. embassy. But then the Bay of Pigs got launched, and they didn't do that. And Bobby Kennedy was involved. Here's the State Department, now declassified. Give me a close shot of that for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. For those that doubt governments can do something like this, and I have another big article up on the site with scores of examples of declassified reports where our government admits attacks they did carry out. Now, on the subject of Joe Stack and the kamikaze attack, 75% of Americans angry at government's current policies. Another Rasmussen, only 21% say government has consent of the governed. It obviously doesn't. The banks are looting us. Our government is lawless. We need to get it back and take the states back with people like Deborah Medina. If she wins, that sends a message nationwide. Already the numbers she's gotten, it sent a message for true libertarians, constitutionalists, patriots to run and take over the states and say no to the feds under the 9th and 10th Amendment. Read the Bill of Rights and Constitution. It's there. It's our right to do this. Now, that said, look at these headlines. Does Austin plane crash pilot's rambling suicide note sound a lot like Alex Jones? True slant. Austin American Statesman implies that I supported him with no evidence and no quotes. In another disgusting article, New York Daily News, kamikaze pilot Joe Stack, who crashed plane into Austin building, hailed by anti-government groups. Then it mentions my name. Never hailed it. But hey, they don't stop there. Misleading headlines claim Scott Brown, the guy that just won in Massachusetts, sympathized with Austin, Texas kamikaze pilot. So Scott Brown, he's for it now. Not true, but Raw Story doesn't care. Now, it turns out he was not part of the Tea Party, and so that's disappointed the Obamanoids. But here's The Guardian, biggest paper in England. Austin, Texas, paranoid politics central. Joseph Stack's views don't fit neatly into a partisan politics of the U.S., but central Texas is where conspiracy theories take root. And the article mentions my name five times, six times, and says it's all my fault. I did this. Not the IRS abusing people, not the government out of control. And the larger question is it ever right to fight back against a government? And the government would say, no, you don't fight back against Hitler, Stalin, Pol Pot, Genghis Khan, you lay down. Well, we are the government in the United States, and I am for defending ourselves. But I am not for offensively going out without a judge, jury, or whatever. I want to take our states back. I want to start prosecuting criminals in government. I want to cut the size of government. But it is leading towards violent confrontation. More and more people by the incredible mainstream media comments and reports and emails and talk radio calls I've heard supporting this. I was at the gun show, and half the people that came up to me, hundreds and hundreds yesterday, said, people are mad. People are getting ready to do more. And they want to believe Stack really did it, and they think it's great, a lot of them. And this is dangerous, ladies and gentlemen. The globalists want to have violence. The internal Homeland Security and MIAC reports that we received from law enforcement beginning of 2009 stated Homeland Security is really set up for the American people to suppress us so the foreign banks can rob us. They want this to happen. But I'll tell Homeland Security and the other people, these illegitimate unconstitutional groups, who admit in the John Warren Defense Authorization Act this whole thing's set up to suppress the states going for legitimate states' rights. Not secession, like Perry says, to mischaracterize this, but for Ninth and Tenth Amendment. The states created the federal government, not the other way around. We're not just slaves to a federal government run by offshore interest. And so we need to take our states back peacefully, but they don't want that. They want to get a violent revolution going. Unemployment's well over 20% in real numbers. Things are very, very serious. We're in a lot of trouble as a society. And if people want to know the full story, visit InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and the books, the videos, the materials. We've got Jesse Ventura's new book in, discounted at InfoWars.com. All these other great films and books. Your purchases and financial support make what we do here possible. And these are materials that can wake other people up. We're almost out of time. Let's jam in Patrick in Canada. Patrick, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I just want to let you know that you're our hero up here in Vancouver. Everybody here knows what's going on. We know about all these dirty tricks, the false flag tricks. We know about when events down in Austin happen.
The counterfeits like Glenn Beck.
Yeah, oh, we know about Glenn Beck. Glenn Beck, in my opinion, is just a piece of trash. Everybody up here can see through him. You've really inspired me. I've gotten off the bench for the big win. I've started my own webpage. It's www.infowarheroes.com. I'm telling everybody about it, and people are loving it. They love your documentaries. They love the movies. They're hungry for information, and you've gotten us really fired up here. If they try anything up here in Vancouver, we know what's going on. They're not going to get away with anything anymore.
God bless you, Patrick. I've seen the site. Looks good. Chris in Kentucky. Quickly, Chris.
Okay, Alex, I just want to say that I want to tell for the time that I was listening to InfoWars for a lot of time in your show, I was a volunteer firefighter, and I want to tell you something about fire behavior. The World Trade Center towers, those were oxygen-starved fires. That type of fire does not melt steel.
Well, Building 7 wasn't hit by a plane, but it fell on 9/11. Why didn't the Echelon building fall in Austin? And by the way, it was on the news. They were telling them it's going to fall because if there's a fire in a building, it falls now.
Exactly. And, you know, that's what it is. And, you know, all the, Philadelphia, Venezuela, those structures stood. But you know what? On 9/11, those are explosives of thermite.
God bless you. We're out of time. Listen, Burmese is coming up for 3 hours after me. If it's on your local AM and FM. You can listen at InfoWars.com or the free iPhone system. You can listen live on that. Download it free at InfoWars.com. Banner over on the right-hand side under the listen links. It's free for your iPhone. Let's say you already listen on your iPhone or on AM or FM. Your grandma, your brother, your cousin, your son, your daughter, your boss, your employees, they've got iPhones or they've got Apple computers. Send them the link to the free application. And when the show's not live, it restreams 24/7. And we're adding podcast links to that as well. Back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. I want to thank all our AM&FM affiliates, sponsors, everybody else. Great job, crew. Get out there and wake up and take on the tyranny.